This time, I would like to talk about the number 59 of Vision News, the age of imagination. Though it is an imagination. The image of the imagination up to now is not a compilation of the experiences and information of various individuals in the past, so-called what is to connect the expected image to a new service. Isn't this movement starting to increase and becoming a promising solution? For example, in the case of creating a new domain in the business, developing a new product, or cultivating a new business model, the function of imagination is working in some way, but it is the result data and figures it becomes one evaluation in place of, for example. However, these days, what I imagined directly became images. You can save those keys and retrieve them later. And the point here is that we need base information, such as previous information, to imagine. It depends on the width of each person and the surrounding environment. So the sensitivity may be affected. However, by putting together the first information, I think the range of imagination and imagination will change considerably. Another point is that the sensitivity of the imagination is important, but if you share and visualize that sensitivity, you need to consider the output. Looking at the evolution of technology these days, it is easy to create a project or create a community with people. However, if you stick too much in a particular field, you will be biased and you need a balance between real and security. But the biggest attraction will be that you can imagine scenarios that cannot be done now.